Welcome back to the Complete Profit Picture. I'm Chrissy O'Hara, Vice President of Sales for Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book. I'm thrilled to be here to continue our conversation on maximizing profitability.
Thanks, Chrissy. I'm Bethany Johnson, Director of Strategic Planning for vAuto. Been in the automotive industry for 30 years retail and 13 years with Cox. I'm excited to shed some light and do some recap of what we talked about yesterday. Let's go into some visibility into the vehicles that you need as a dealership, as well as where to find them and how to maximize profit. This is so important to understand in this unique market. There are new ways to acquire vehicles, and that's really the pain point for dealers, is the acquisition. And that's where the profit starts, is with the acquisition. So let's talk about accountability and with your team and moving them along to a strategy that really works.
For those of you that were here yesterday, humor me again if you've already heard this example. Picture a woman with a surprised look on her face. You don't know what that surprised look is all about. Is it a happy surprise, a concerned surprise, a what the heck just happened surprise? It's really hard to tell unless you have all the pieces of the picture, right?
Right.
And so this is the same with your profitability. You need to look at the whole picture to understand the story. And that's where we're here to help. And I'm going to kick it off with you, Bethany.
Great. To see the complete profit picture, we really do start with acquisition. We have to maximize our dollars, look at the profit potential, really stop leaving money on the table. I think everybody knows where to price a vehicle, but you may have five people appraising vehicles and they put five different numbers on there. We can't do that anymore. This is all about that digital marketing and that digital presence and the technology to help you have that strategy that wins with predictive insights. Now, let's look at the complete profit picture to help maximize your dollars. So when realizing the full potential of the vehicle, we want to talk about acquiring it as well as where to sell it.
Yeah, that makes sense, especially due to uncertain market conditions, right? There's fewer used cars on dealerships, higher interest rates. You know, some shoppers are hesitant to make a purchase, like a vehicle. And so as a result, it's imperative that dealers capitalize on every single opportunity. And so let's take a look at offering the consumers the type of experience they want. So let's start there. They want help understanding what their trade is worth. So you and I have talked about this many times, but the average consumer has 2.6 cash offers at the time of vehicle sale. Those offers have a $2,000 spread. They don't understand what their vehicle is worth. And especially with those high interest rates, they're really trying to make sure that they're getting the most out of their cars to kind of offset some of that expense from an interest rate perspective. So that's kind of, you know, step one. The second is offer a seamless and transparent process from finding a vehicle, researching the car, test driving, negotiating, all the way to buying. Give them the tools to move through the process, whatever path they want. You know, we talked about this a little bit earlier, but one thing that did happen during COVID is that consumers got more comfortable buying things online. And so we have to have the ability for our consumers to kind of go in ebb and flow, in and out, where they want to do things online, where they want to do things on store. It's really important that we offer those options. Next, you know, they want what they want. So, you know, we talked about that a little bit and just their willingness to travel more. But they are open to considerations. If you have been transparent with them, if you've offered the personalized experience, you know, that they expect, they are willing to consider other alternatives. So we have to remember that. They're also willing to pay a premium to get the vehicle that they want. So I'm sure dealers' ears are perking up when you hear that, because that is the profitability piece. So it's making sure that we're getting the vehicles in front of the right consumers, which we've talked a little bit about already in this series. Last, customers want and expect a personalized experience that matches how and when they want to buy. Showing that you are marketing and delivering directly to what they want, need, and prefer, and prioritize.
Understanding the market is huge.
Yeah.
having visibility, making sure that what is on your lot is sellable as far as predictability metrics, and really leaning in and trusting the data that Cox Automotive gives, understanding the pricing recommendations and aligning to Profit Time GPS is huge. When you have five people in the dealership pricing, we want to have a consistency as well as understand the desirability of that vehicle so that the price yields a customer to come in, and then your merchandising really builds that value proposition and brings the customer to you. If they don't find you, they're not coming in. It's really about playing offense. We want to increase traffic to the dealerships, obviously, and this could be a very different place to meet the consumer. They may, like you said, they do a lot online, but every consumer is a little different. The millennials are different than Generation Z. We have a void to fill as far as not enough vehicles in the market. 1 million less this year. Next year will be 1.4. We talked about it in our last segment. And it's really that true race to the customer. And you have to be competitive and forward thinking to really grab that market share. So having visibility into what your competition is doing is key. Viato pulls in all the data as far as all the market. We've been market leader in our data for decades. So really leaning into that and trusting the data science behind it.
Yeah. When I hear you talk about that, you know, million less units, it's like it's that pause right there. It's like you really have to temper check your strategy today, mm-hmm. because if you have to adjust, you don't want to be adjusting when you're already in that even further constrained environment. So I think that's really great insight that hopefully our dealers are getting from this. All right, now let's get into getting the right car in front of the right person. Why? Well, it's easy. The answer is you'll see a 13% increase in VDPs. And you don't want to miss a prime opportunity to engage with your audience. The VDP carousel is where it's at. What we're seeing now is that dealers are creating vehicle-specific stories displayed directly on the VDP carousel. This helps dealers, you know, sell the dealership and differentiate them so that shoppers can make a more educated decision. So that's fantastic. So how do you drive consumer demand? Next big topic, right? So I'm going to give you a few key points here. One, make sure you have your target market set correctly based on consumer shopping behaviors. And I know we've talked about those during this session, but remember, their search radius is different. The way they shop online and offline is different. So just make sure that you're keeping up with those trends. Ensure that your vehicles are frontline ready online. It's way too often that we see, you know, vehicles online that don't have photos, that aren't merchandised well, and you're gonna miss out on opportunities. The next would be intentional about which vehicles you push outside of your local market. You have the opportunity to maximize profitability by balancing both turn and gross on a per car, per market basis. And I know that's something Viato talks a lot about. And then are you using data to create personalized experiences? I mean, this is really important. It's like giving the customer what they want, making sure that they understand you, that they know who you are. And then offering a shopping experience that they want and expect. I think that's, you know, kind of a baseline now. There's a certain level of expectation that consumers have.
It all ties back to really meeting the customer and giving them what they want. We've talked about transparency for 10 years or more, but doing it and actually having the discipline to execute it is how you build trust in the customer trading their vehicle. Everybody loves to talk about their vehicle. Really lean into that. Listen to them. Do a walk around. If it's virtual, use technology. Everybody likes to talk about technology. Hey, what are you using there to scan my VIN? That's really neat. Really understand the customer, build that trust, and then be transparent about the defects of the vehicle. That way you can move forward, whether it's a KBB ICO offer, which builds leads for the dealership, as well as that brand of the customer saying, wow, you know, I really trust KBB. So really use that information to be transparent and have that experience for the customer, very consumer-based. With AutoTrader, you can attract more qualified in-market shoppers. I sit in Metro Atlanta. I've used it at every dealership I've ever worked for, so I'm super passionate about that. But you get 34% higher gross profit per deal than the closest other competitor. So, I mean, math doesn't lie. So definitely maximize all your tools and the technology at your fingertips.
Yeah, and we talked about this before, but really using that product pairing of vAuto and AutoTrader together, it can really remove the guesswork when it comes to inventory and marketing strategy. I don't know that we talk about that enough.
Yeah, you don't have to guess.
Yeah.
The data is there and just really trusting it. And, you know, whether it's data science or AI, it's all there for you. So we really want you to understand the complete profit picture. You have to get buy-in from everyone at the dealership, whether it's your used car manager, your owner, or your service department. Really be firing on all cylinders and moving the football down the field so that you guys can all be more profitable, increase ROI, as well as increase your market share. So let's work across your organization for the acquisition, pricing, and marketing process. Make that really one, and plan to work and work to plan, right? Measure, manage, and repeat. Focus on a strategy between everyone at the dealership. Fill in any gaps, whether it's in efficiency holes or holes in your inventory. Look to creative sources to pull those vehicles in. That is what you need for the three pieces of the complete picture. You'll get the final piece of the picture when we have a panel discussion with Jade Terberry, Senior Director, when it comes to finding and acquiring the right vehicle. Know what to price it for and which markets to put it in.